Okay, say your children were out later than usual. You might say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but I still can't help feeling a little...
Not easy.
Okay. And you say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm sort of scared.
Okay. You know that song, The Old Gray Mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
Okay. What's the opposite of used to be? You say, I don't know why she's afraid now. She
didn't used to be.
Okay. Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You say he's mighty. What with his money?
Careless.
Okay. So there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
funny.
Okay. Would you use the word queer?
Yeah, I might use queer, but I'd use funny.
Okay. Has that word changed meaning recently?
Well, it might have. That's not... she really doesn't act funny, but she acts different, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, someone who's very sure of himself and won't, makes up his mind and then won't listen to anybody else. You can't argue with him because he'll just never give in. You might say that he's mighty.
Headlong.
Okay. Any other words you'd use? You say, a word meaning stubborn or sot or pig-headed or...
getting his ways.
Okay. Someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You might say that he's awfully...
precious.
Okay. You say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
wild.
Okay. someone's about to lose their temper. You might tell them, now just...
simmer down.
Or just keep
your cool.
Okay. Or, say, if they're, a burning building and a lot of people in it, someone might say, just keep
calm.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, you'd say that you're very...
tired.
Okay. And if you were very, very tired, you'd say that you were just completely...
poof.
Okay. Or just completely...
worn out.
Okay. You say, well... you say, well, he came home early from school because he's sick.
He didn't feel good?
Yeah, he's sick. He
felt sick. He got sick.
Okay. Say someone got overheated and then chilled and his eyes and nose started running and started sneezing and everything. You say that he had...
taken a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say that he was...
hoarse.
Okay. And, you might say, I've got a little... what?
Cough.
Okay. And you say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
sleepy.
Okay. And, you say, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
I get up.
Okay. But before you get up,
wake up.
Okay. You say... well, he's still sleepy and he's going to be late for work, so you better go in there and...
wake him.
Okay. Say someone was sick and you'd gotten him some medicine, and you went in there and the medicine was still there by his bed. You might ask, well, why haven't you...
taken it?
And you say, well, I already...
I have already taken it.
Okay. You say, an hour ago I...
took it.
Okay. And you say, and in a couple more hours I'll
take it.
Okay. Someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that they're
dead.
Okay. And if a man had been out working real hard and took off his shirt and it was all wet, you'd say, boy, I really
sweated.
Okay. And,